Good morning. Today's daf is daf ayin. Let's begin on the top of daf ayin. We will merit soon, hopefully, to make a siyum or to complete perek metziyas saisha and move on to perek hamadir. We are on the second line of daf ayin. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Mar Ukva. Rav Chisda said in the name of Mar Ukva, in regards to the discussion that we saw yesterday about a father who commands as his last wish, give my children one shekel a week. Or he said, don't give my children anything more than one shekel a week. And then it turns out, after he dies, that the cost of living is actually two shekel a week. So our question is, should we take him at his word? Or should we say, well, what he meant was to provide for his kids. Now that it costs two shekel a week, we should give them two shekel a week. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Ukva, Rav Chisda, Satni, Amar Ukva, Hilchasa, the Halacha, Bein, Sha'amar, Tu, even if, whether he said, give my children one shekel a week, Bein, Sha'amar, Altitnu, even if he said, don't give them anything but one shekel a week, which is even more explicit that it should only be one shekel. But if the cost of living is two shekel, nosn lehem kol tzarkam, we give them all of their needs. We actually give them from his wealth two shekel a week. Ask the Gemara, Hakai Malan, but don't we paskin? Halacha ki Rabbi Meir, d'amar mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis. Halacha's like Rabbi Meir, who says there's a mitzvah to fulfill the last wishes of a dying man. And here his last wish, his words were, one shekel a week. Answers the Gemara, Hani mili b'mili yachrinasa. That's true about other things. Avol baha, but in terms of a shekel a week, we know that really meinach nichale. He really wanted to give them enough so that they would be comfortable. He's happy that they get two shekel a week from his wealth. Hadam arachi, why did he say one shekel a week or nothing but one shekel a week? Lizaruzinu huda'asa. He did it to encourage them to work. To encourage them to work. They shouldn't think they have so much money coming to them. So they should have a work ethic. And also that they shouldn't think they can go out and eat to excess because they've got so much money in the bank. So therefore he said, you know, you're on a limited budget. But in reality, he didn't want them to be on a budget that wasn't affordable. He wanted them to be taken care of. And therefore we can take two shekel a week from his estate. Midrabanan, the sages instituted that children, once they're at the age of 8 or 9, they can make a kinyan. They can sell chattel. They can sell movables. That's called onas hapeutos. The age of 8 or 9, the age of young kids, they have enough da'as, that midrabanan, they can make kinyanim in metaltalin. It's not awesome looking at Mishnah over there. Hapu'utos, Mekhan, Mekach. 8 or 9 year old children, they can buy and sell. Umimkar and Memkar, they can sell. They can buy, they can sell. Bimetaltlin in movables. However, when it comes to real estate, to land, children cannot buy and sell land. They have to be at least gedolim, 13 years old, plus 2 pubic hairs to be able to sell land. Amar Rafram taught, Lo shanu, this law that children can buy and sell movables, Ela she'ein sham apotropos, as long as there's no executor of the estate. But if, let's say, these are children who are orphans, and their father had appointed somebody to oversee all the business matters on behalf of his orphan children, or Bezdin had appointed someone, then if the children sell things, it didn't work. Avoyeshem apotropos, ein mekchan mekach, ein mimkaran memkar. Says the Gemara Mimai, how did we know this? How did Raphim know this? midiktani, from the fact that our Mishnah said, ein maisa ktana klum, that the deeds of a child are nothing. So the deeds of a child are nothing. Where the father had given money to a third person in order to buy stuff for his child. And the Mishnah said that the child, right, Rabbi Yossi said, or maybe it was Rabbi Meir, but so we said that if the child was a minor, then everyone, then we wouldn't say, oh, listen to the child who says, give the money to my husband instead of buying the field. Because what's the logic when we would listen to the child if the child is an adult? Because what's the point in buying a field? The child could himself sell the field. But if he's a minor, the minor can't do anything. So it says, ein maisa ktana klum, the deeds of a child are ineffective, and therefore the person given the money should go and do what the dying man told him to do. That was our Mishnah. So why does it say, ein maisa ktana klum, the deeds of a child are nothing? It's to tell us that an apotropa, when you have a third party, you have an apotropos, then the child can't do anything, even though there was the takana of onas apoutos. So the Gemara says, maybe not, but Dilma, and maybe, heicha deika shalish, shiny. Maybe there's a difference. There was more than apotropos. The money was handed over to a third party. An apotropos, he's appointed to be the executor of the estate. Here, though, money was given to a third party, and he was told what to do with it. So when you have an executor who is supposed to oversee the money of the children, maybe the children can still steal things, because the apotropos, he's supposed to oversee it. He can sell things also for them. But here, money was handed over to somebody, and he was told exactly what to do with it. As Rashi points out, Shani Achadika Shalosh, Shanishtalish Lakach, he was appointed as a third party for this very reason. Upir Shulo Mayasaba, and they told him what he should do with the money. Aval Apotropos, but an Apotropos, Ainu Alas, Sarcha Yisam Machalat Sarach. His obligation is to take care of all the needs of the orphans. And Vaharei Machwe Laputos, so maybe if the children sell, Ain Zesh Shinui Mitzvah Sameis, that's not a deviation from the commands of the dying man. Because Aval Apotropos Yim Chalat Sarach Mizono Sehim. So the Gemara answers, Im Kain, if the point of the Mishnah was only when there is a shalish, that the child's deeds are meaningless because the shalish has to do what he was told to do. Listen, it should have said in the Mishnah, Aval Biktana, when the daughter is still a minor, Yas the shalish mashahushlash piyado, let the third party do what he was told to do, the money that was given to him, he should fulfill with it the very obligations that were given, that he's supposed to do. My ain my saktana klum. Why did the Mishnah say the deeds of a minor are meaningless? Shmami nutsa teaches a halacha. The deeds of children are meaningless when there's another person involved. When there's an apotropos, there's no takanas onas hapu'utos. And therefore, that was where Raphram learned his lesson. Hadjan Allah, Bezus Hashem, Metzias, Aisha, Hadrach Alan, Bezus Hashem, Metzias, Aisha. Next chapter. Hamadiris Ishto, Milehanos Lo. If a man made a neder, he made a vow, he used the word konam, create something akin to a carbon, that this woman can't get enjoyment from him, any physical enjoyment, whether it's food or marital relations. So if he did it for a limited amount of time, he said that it's going to be Ad Shloshim Yom, if that is up to 30 days, they stay married, But after all, she needs food. How's she going to get? He made a neder that he wouldn't give her any enjoyment. She wouldn't get anything from him. So Yamid Parnas, he should appoint a representative, a shaliach, who will be a provider. Yeser mikain, but if he made the neder for more than 30 days, Yotzivi yitin ksuba, he needs to give her a get, and he needs to give her the ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda said like this, Be Yisrael, if the husband is a Yisrael, so with a Yisrael, we can be a little bit more trigger happy about giving a get. Because if he gives a get, he can always be Mazer Gusha, so he can remarry her. If it's a Yisrael Chodesh Echad, if he made the nether for 1 month, Yekayem, he stays married. Ushnaim, but if he made the nether for 2 months, Yotzi V'yitin Ksuba. At that point, he has to give her a get as well as a ksuba. The Kohen, but when it is a Kohen, then we let him stay with her for Shnayim, for 2 months. If the nether is for 2 months, Yekayim, he stays married. Ushlosha, if the nether is for 3 months of no benefit, then already Yotzi V'yitin Ksuba, he has to divorce her and give her a ksuba. A person who makes a neder on a particular fruit to his wife. As Rashi explains, really, she made the neder. She said, all apples are konam to me. And he said, fine, I'm a kayimit. Yo, eating ksuba. So then he has to divorce her and give her the ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda again says, Be Yisrael, if it's a regular Yisrael, if it was Yom Echad, if that nether is only for 1 day, Yekayim, they can stay married. If it's Shnayim, if it's already for 2 days, Yotzi Yitin Ksuba, he has to divorce her and give her the Ksuba. Uba Kohen, if it was a Kohen, we say Shnayim Yekayim for 2 days, they could stay married. But if it's already Shlosha, 3 days of no apples or no peaches or whatever that fruit is, Yotzi Yitin Ksuba, he has to divorce her and give her a Ksuba. Hamadiris Ishto, a person who established a neder on his wife, that she couldn't use one of the cosmetics, one of the perfumes. Again, Yotzi v'yitin ksuba. He should divorce and give the ksuba. Rabbi Yossi says, this is be'anios. This is a reference to poor women, Shalonasan Kitzba. If it's a poor woman, then if they haven't given a time, Yotzivi Yitin Ksuba, he should divorce and give a Ksuba. But Bashiros, but wealthy women that they're used to not having cosmetics for a period of time. Achlo Shimyom, actually the opposite. Wealthy women are, poor women are always used to having a, I'm sorry, poor women. I can.
No, he has to mute it.
Okay, yeah.
No, if the rabbi mutes, he would not hear, but he would keep on hearing.
Oh, okay. No, it's fine. Rabbi Yossi is like this. When it's poor women who don't usually have jewelry, if he established a neder that has no time limit on it, then it will last. Then right away he has to divorce and give her a ksuba. But if there's any type of a time limit, since it's not always that poor women have jewelry and cosmetics anyway, so then let her just wait for that time limit and they don't need to get divorced. But ubashiros, wealthy women who are always putting on jewelry and cosmetics, then it's only shloshim yom, it's only 30 days that he can be in this situation. But if the neder is for more than 30 days, he has to divorce and then give a ksuba.
Rabbi?
Yeah?
We just learned a few Mishnayot before that regarding the relationship, you cannot. You need a week or 2 week maximum.
Right.
And now.
Good. The Gemara is going to ask that question. Exactly. Exactly.
Sorry.
That's exactly Gemara's question. So the Gemara now asks, the kivin de meshubadla, since a husband is obligated to his wife to provide her with, let's say, food. The Torah says, she'erak susava onasa lo yigra. She'era is her food. It's eichi matzi madirla. How could he even make a neder? Kol kamine de mafkale l'shiyabude. Is his word so strong? Is he so powerful that he can uproot an obligation that Hashem already put on him to his wife? What's not? Didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Konam she'eni osa l'ficha. If a wife makes a neder, I make a neder that whatever I produce, my handiwork, the wool that I spin into thread, is prohibited to you. Einot tzarech lahafer. The husband doesn't have to reject it because it never took effect. Alma, apparently, why? Kivan de meshab delay, since she is obligated to him in the Torah. She owes him her maisa yadayim. She has to produce things for him. Lav kol kamina de mafkalei l'shiabude. She's not powerful enough to uproot that obligation. So Hanami's here to the other way. His obligation to her, given the Meshubat La, since he owes her food and owes her time, ona, and physical enjoyment. He shouldn't be powerful enough to uproot that obligation. So what's the point of the nether? How could there be a nether? So the Gemara answers, rather, since we know he could tell her, you know what? Instead of my giving you food and you giving me your handiwork, you keep your handiwork and I won't have to give you food. Even though he didn't say it, if he's making such a neder, it's as if he told her, let's agree that instead of my giving you food, you keep your salary. You're working for Goldman Sachs or for some big bank. You keep your paycheck, and I won't have to give you food. Not a good trade for the husband, necessarily. So the Gemara now asks, now, if this is right, if this is right, yeah, Misa.
He's such a bad because the marriage is in some kind of trouble.
Maybe.
So,
yeah, Misa, Lahad Rav Huna Marav. And if the law of Rav Huna Marav is right, Tam Rav Huna Marav, Rav Huna Marav said, Yechola Isha Shetoma Labaila, Eini Nizonas Veni Osa. The same way a husband can say, listen, instead of my giving you Mizonos, you keep your Maisi Adayim. The wife could say, I get a big salary from the crafts that I make, so I want to keep my earnings, and you don't give me food. I'll keep my Maisi Adayim, and you don't give me Mizonos. So if so, why, in regards to a woman, did we learn what we just quoted? That if she said, Konam Shani Osa Leficha, there's a neder, whatever I make to your mouth. Am I in a tzarech lefer? Why did we just say he doesn't need to annul it automatically? It didn't take effect because it couldn't take effect because she already owes it to him. Lema, why don't we say the same logic? Since she could have said, you know what, I don't want the deal, I don't want the mizonos, because I don't want to give you my maisi adayim, I don't want to give you my wages. So nasa kemisho merislo. Let's say once she made a neder, it's as if she said that. It's as if she said, "Eini nizonas veniosa, I'm not going to get food, and I don't want to have to give you the maisa yadayim." Ellos, what do you have to say? Why with her did we say when she makes a neder and her maisa yadayim, nothing took effect? Because lo tema nasa, we don't say it's as if she said something because she didn't actually say it. Ella, Ella ba'omer la tzi masiyadayich b'mezono sayich. But the only time we would say it's that he doesn't have to give her food is when he actually said it to her. So that's the case of our Mishnah. The case of our Mishnah, how could he make a neder prohibiting him giving her benefit? After all, he owes her food. The answer is, not that in our Mishnah, since he made it a neder, it's as if he said, Tzi mizono sayich v'masi adayich. He actually said, he told her, Tzi mizono sayich b'maisi adayich. You know what? You keep your own maisi adayim. And you keep your ma'isi adayim, and I won't give you mizonos. And therefore, he no longer owes her mizonos. He no longer owes her the mizonos. He doesn't owe her the food. And since he doesn't owe her the food, therefore, he could make a neder. That's what's going on here. So Ihachi says the Gemara, if that's the case, then our Mishnah is talking about a case where they already made a deal to exchange the Ma'isi Adayim for Mizonos. That she's going to keep the Ma'isi Adayim and not get Mizonos. So Parnas Lamali. So why did he appoint an emissary to provide her with food? After all, the whole point is that she's working and her paycheck is going to provide her with food. So answers the Gemara, our Mishnah is talking about where he said to her, you keep your paycheck, and therefore I don't need to give you food. But b'dolo sapka, where her paycheck is not enough for her food costs. Asks the Gemara. E b'dolo sapka, if her paycheck is not enough for her food costs. Hadar kushyan l'duchta. So then we were back to our same question. At the end of the day, he owes her food. He said, all right, your paycheck's for your food. But that wasn't enough for her food, so he owes her that extra. So how could he make a neder on that extra? That can't take effect. He already owes her that amount. Amar Rav Ashi said, b'maspekes l'dvarim gedol. Her paycheck is enough for most of her needs. V'eina maspekes l'dvarim ketanim. It's not enough for small additions. It's enough for bread. It's not enough, let's say, for fish. So since basically his obligation of giving her food is to give her the basics, that already she has because he gave her back her ma'isi adayim, her salary. So therefore you can make a neder on giving her benefit. But there's still a little bit more. And since there is a little bit more, for that he appoints the parnes. He should appoint the parnes. Ask the Gemara, ani dvarim ketanim, these small things for which he has to appoint an emissary. Hey, chidami, what are we talking about? Either regila behu, if it's what she's used to eating. Ha regila behu, so she's used to eating it. It's part of her diet. He owes it to her. He can't make a neder about it. Ilo regila behu, if she's not used to it. So parnas lamali, so then he could make a nether on it, but why did he have to appoint an emissary to provide her with it? Lo tzrich, answers the Gemara, we're talking about the following case. Deregila bevei nasha, she was used to it in her father's home. Now she's coming into his home. Vekamegagla ba'adei, she agreed that when she's coming into his home, that she's going to become, you know, tougher. It's not going to be as comfortable as in her father's home. With her husband, she's not going to get the fish and meat. So now he went and he made a neder on the fish and meat. So to Amrale, she can tell him like this. He has to appoint, though, somebody to give her that fish and meat. Because she can say like this, I didn't blood ratan. Till now, when you didn't make a neder, Galgalina ba'adach, I was willing to roll around with you in a tougher reality. But hashta da'adratan, now you made a nether against me. So now it's more difficult for me to be with you. So lo matzina di galgal ba'adach, I don't want to keep rolling around with you in a lower level. Ask the Gemara, if he's appointing somebody to provide, umayshnah atshloshim yom. So then why, if the neder is there, he can only stay married to her if the neder is up to 30 days. But if it's for more than 30 days, he needs to give her a get. Even more than 30 days. After all, he is ultimately getting her the stuff. Answers the Gemara, Ach, lo shem yom till 30 days. Lo shami be inshe, no one else is going to hear about it. And then, velo zila ba milsa, it's not going to humiliate her. But after 30 days of somebody else giving her food, because her husband can't give her food, shami be inshe, people will hear about it. The zila ba milsa, it'll be very humiliating. Since it's humiliating, that's the reason why there needs to be a divorce. He buys the same alternative answer. Our mission is talking about Shehidira Kishahi Arusa. He made the neder when she was only betrothed to him. Asks the Gemara, Arusa mi Islam is only. Does he have an obligation to give an Arusa food? So why does he have to even appoint a parnes? Answers the Gemara, Shehigi Azman, and the 12 months have already arrived, and he did not go ahead to marry her, Velo Nisun, they didn't do the Nisun anyway. And it's not relevant in a Mishnah earlier, Shehigi Azman Velo Nisu, when the 12 months of Erisin are up, and they haven't yet done the Nisuin, Ochlos Mishalo Midrabana, and she can start eating his food, he has to feed her, Ochlos Bitruma, and if it's a Kohen situation, she can already eat Truma. That's the case of our Mishnah. It's in Arusa Shegiyaz Man Velo Nisu. So he's obligated to give her Mizonos, but only Midrabanan is he obligated to give her Mizonos. That's why the Neder can take effect. But once it took effect, he has to appoint a Parnes, because Midrabanan has to give her Mizonos. Umayshnach Lo Shim Yom. So why, if there are 30 days, the Neder is only 30 days, he should only appoint a Parnes? Answers the Gemara, Ach Lo Shim Yom till 30 days. She's going to still get the food from the parnes, but if it's already for more than 30 days, lo avit shliach shlichusei, we don't rely that the parnes is going to keep doing it, and therefore he's not fulfilling the din d'rabbanan of giving her food, and he can't. Therefore, yotzi v'yitin ksuba. Ibai yisem, our third answer of what our Mishnah is talking about is the following. He made the neder not to give his wife any food when she was only arusa to him, betrothed to him. So we had asked, how can he make a neder not to give his wife benefit? He owes it to her. The answer is because she's an arusa, he doesn't yet owe her food. But then the nisays, and now he did the nisuin. So since the neder took effect before there was the shibud of giving her food, that's why you have an answer to the question, how could the neder have taken effect? He owes her the food. So up to 30 days, because then she's still getting food, but more than 30 days, not. He has to give her a divorce, because then already people will find out about it, and it will be humiliating. Ask the Gemara Nises, once he did the Nisuin, first he had done the Neder, while she was in Arusa. Then he did the Nisuin. So if so, Hasavra V'Kibla. When she's doing the Nisuin, she knows what he had already done to her while she was in Arusa, and she accepted it by going ahead with the Nisuin, so she's Mochel. Answers the Gemara. Now, shots like this to Amra, she can tell us, Kisvurani Shani Yecholo L'Kaba. I did the Nisuin thinking I could live with the reality of where I'm getting food from a third party because I can't get any benefit from my husband. But Achshav, now that I'm actually Nisua, I see Einani Yecholo L'Kaba. I can't live this way. I can't stand this. The Gemara says, 1 second, when do we have logic like that? Gabe Mumin, let's say the wife has some type of a blemish. So the husband says, listen, I thought I could live with it. Now that I'm living with her, I see I really can't stand it. But when we talk about something like food, do we say such a thing that she could say, well, initially I thought I could live with no food or getting food from a third party, but now I see I can't live like this. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good answer. And therefore, this third answer for what the Mishnah is doesn't work. We can't say that the Mishnah's neder took effect because the neder was before she was in Nesua. Ela machvarta. Rather, we have a proof for the Shanina Meikara, like the two answers that we gave earlier. Said the Mishnah, Ad Shloshim Yom Yamid Pinus. If he made a nether not to give his wife any benefits, so for 30 days, if the nether is up to 30 days, so fine, they can stay married, and for those 30 days, he should appoint an emissary, a Pinus, someone to provide for. Ask the Gemara, I don't understand, how can you appoint someone? Pinus Lav Shechusei Ka'avid, the Pinus is doing his job, the job that he gave the Pinus to do. He's a Shaliach. Shlucho Shalat Mekimoso. If he made a nether, I can't give to my wife. If I give it to somebody to then hand it over to my wife, I'm also giving to my wife. I'm violating the nether. How did it work? Ravuna said, we're talking about the following case. But Omer, he made the nether not to provide benefit to his wife, and then he makes a declaration. Kol Azan, anyone who provides for my wife, ain't no mafsid, he won't lose money, because I'll pay him back. And then somebody went. He wasn't told by me to go. He went on his own. And he provided for my wife. And after he provided for my wife, I paid him back his expenses. Asks the Gemara, V'chi Amar Achi Lav Shlichus HaKavit. But even that is basically a shaliach. What man? Because didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Mishayim Lishlach Babor. A guy who's thrown into a pit. V'amar, and he screams, Kolo Shomea Kolo Yichtov Get Lishto. Anybody who hears me, write a get to my wife. Halach is, people who hear can write the get and deliver the get to the wife. Now we know that a get can only be written and delivered if it was sent, and the person writing the get is to be the shliach of the husband. So you see that this terminology, anybody who hears, do the following, is the equivalent of appointing a shliach. You go do the following. So the Gemara says, Halachi Ashtar, what's the comparison? Hasam Kamar Yichtov, he says, anybody who hears should write a get. Hacha mikamer yazim, does he say here, anybody who here should give food? He said, kalazan, anyone who would give food doesn't lose. So if he said the past tense, kalhazan, it's not the future tense of yizon, he's not making a shaliach. Ask the Gemara, how could you say, that it's not a shaliach. For Amar Reb Ami, but we know the Reb Ami taught us, Bidleika, if there is a fire that breaks out in a person's home on Shabbos, Hetiru Lomar, they allow the owner of the house to say to the residents, to the non-Jews, Kol HaMechabe Eino Mafsid. Anyone who will extinguish the fire won't lose. And then the non-Jews hopefully will come, put out the fire, knowing that they're going to get money for it. They will be reimbursed for their expenses. So, bidleika, we allow this in a fire. Limute mai, what's it to exclude? Lav limute kehai gavna. Isn't it to say that if it's not a case of a fire, and not a case when we're worried that because he's nervous about his money, he might violate Shabbos, we would not allow a person to do this about another Isser, to say, you know, anybody who will do the Isser for me won't lose out. Apparently, because then you're making a person a shliach to do it for you. Answer the Gemara, lo, it's not to say that another Isurim you're making a shliach in regards to an Isser, anav, a neder, you're not making a shliach when you say anybody who feeds doesn't lose out. It's lumaute, shari surim de Shabbos. It's to exclude other prohibitions of Shabbos. But Isser of a Neder, which is not as severe as Shabbos, you could say, Kol HaShomei Ali Eino Mafsid, anybody who listens to me doesn't lose out, and that would not be considered a violation. Masiv Rabba Rabba challenges, we learned in Nedarim, Amud Rana Mechaveiro, if I made a neder not to provide any benefit to my friend, but meanwhile my friend doesn't have what to eat, I should go to my storekeeper, to the store that I usually go to, and tell the shop owner, the following guy can't get any anav from me, but I don't know what to do because Nebuch doesn't have what to eat. And then the store owner knows Saint Lo can give him food. He can then come and know, and he can take back from my account the money for the food that he spent. So Here is what is allowed, because he said, I don't know what I'm going to do. But we didn't say that I could go into the store and say, listen, anybody who gives him food is not going to lose, because then I'm making him a shaliach. Instagram, that's not the, what it means there. Let me buy a comment. That Mishnah means I don't even need to tell you. Let me buy a kolazan in a mafsid. Certainly, if I would go into the store and say, anybody who feeds him doesn't lose, that would be fine. Because again, I'm talking to the world. I'm not appointing somebody. Avol hai, but I would have thought that here, this store owner, even the regular, since that's the store I usually go to, because of kamerle, and I'm walking into the store. So come on, amale, zil havle atami. Maybe it's as if I'm telling him, you go give him. And that's making him a shliach. Kamashma, that it's not. Since I told him, I don't know what to do. It's not as if I told him, go give him. Thank you.